That Saturday storm system, which could bring a significant severe weather threat. For today, a warmer day, a dry day, high temperature in the upper 60s, clouds increasing later in the day. For tonight, mostly cloudy, very mild, overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, scattered showers around, maybe a thunderstorm. Nothing severe tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. Then on Saturday with a high in the mid 70s, that's fuel for the fire. An enhanced severe weather risk, that means severe weather is likely, including the threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornadoes as well. Hey, make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It has advanced interactive radar plus instant notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings which appear likely on Saturday. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Frisco Riverstone.
Is this considered ska music?
Yeah, kind of poppy ska.
I had a friend that was into ska.
This reminds me of middle school. And it's like real happy music, but it's also like,
it's like
really sad lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good message.
Oh, yeah.
272-9228. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. Oh, I'm watching Nancy Pelosi right now give a press conference regarding her move to limit the war powers of the president. They want him to halt all hostilities towards Iran in the next 30 days. So what happens if you do that, Nancy, and the Senate goes along with you, and then the Iranians do something in Iraq to U.S. troops? What should the president do then?
I don't know. All I'm looking at is those teeth, and they are on there good. She definitely glued them on today.
That's a problem.
Sorry. I mean, it's truth. Look, we're all about facts here, right?
Yes.
And it's a fact that her teeth are glued on.
Just leave her alone. Like, you know.
I don't know. I do envy her Botox, though.
272-922. Let's go to the phones to talk to Terry. Terry, welcome to the program.
Tom is right, okay? And what about when we went to go get our hostages, okay? The aircraft, the people who died over there that tried to go get them, you know, when the Black Hawks flew into each other.
Mm-hmm.
One, my father worked at Fort Rucker. He told me about what happened. They had to fly the helicopters really low, stay out of the radar.
Right.
They got a lot of sand into the intake, and Black Hawks are all hydraulics, and they overworked their hydraulics. And when they landed, one malfunctioned, more than likely, flung blades into the elements because they all landed in a pack right there, and it took them out. All right, it killed those soldiers. What are their lives worth, okay? Also, how long did the hostages stay in there, you know, in captivity? Plus,
right.
How many hostages were? How much are we going to sue them for?
Right. Yeah, Kerry's full of crap.
Yeah, Yeah,
we're putting a violator. I don't want to get too worked up there.
I'm going to push my own button on that one. I can't stand him.
I'm trying to come up with a ketchup joke, but I can't.
I was born in 69, but I very well remember 79, definitely, with a Carter situation. And, you know, it was terrible. But Reagan's really the reason why they released those hostages. He stopped thinking. I mean, time he took office, they were on their way back.
Indeed.
Okay. The whole time, it was, you know, playing patsy with the Democrats, you know. So, but still, we should sue them for that. Maybe Trump could get his lawyer working on that.
And also, you know? Just kowtowing to an international court like that, when obviously all these issues you brought up that Tom brought up, that are quite well known to a lot of Americans and Iranians. It's just absurd for John Kerry to play language. Oh, it's an outright lie. We didn't give them money. We unfroze money that they sued for in court, and I looked across that chasm. It's like, shut up, you dope. You lost.
That's it.
Several times.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Terry.
Love the stuff.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Jim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I turned that on. I thought that was Margaret Hamilton on there. same verse. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Man. How idiotic can you be?
It's delusional, I think.
And also, this drives me nuts. This is actually what Hannity's been talking about and Tucker Carlson. For Nancy Pelosi, to them to say, you must stop your hostility with Iran right now. Well, okay, Nancy, if that's what you want, let's bring the troops home. No, you must keep the troops in Syria and keep them in Iraq, and you're weak if you pull out. Well, so you want our troops there, right next to Iran and their militias, but you don't want us to be able to respond.
Yeah.
Like, what? Are you trying to get them killed?
Yeah, that wouldn't pass. That wouldn't pass at all. That'd be a disaster. And you know what? Barack Obama attacked him a lot more than Trump has. I mean, he was doing it on a regular basis, and that's what ticks me off. And you were talking about these. I can't stand Fox has these ex Obama administrators on their programs. You know, as employees, like. And the one I can't stand the most is that dipsy blonde head with the horn-rimmed glasses, Marie Harf.
Harf.
Oh, gosh. She acts like she knows everything about, you know, this, and just, she is so arrogant. I can't stand her when she's on there. You know, she's like Barack Obama. She just worships at his feet. Oh, he was the greatest, you know.
She's kind of pretty, though, right?
Oh, no. How dare you,
Frisco. Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else.
She's attractive. I mean, she's just...
Listen, Jim, just
I guess she wears those big glasses to make her look intelligent or something. It's unbelievable, the stuff they're coming up with. She needs to let everybody know when she's going to send this thing over for the impeachment. So
I thought that that's what this was.
Now
was,
she's getting on to that. Yeah. She started with the war powers. Now she's talking about it.
She's got to deflect a little bit because she's not going to do anything. This ain't going anywhere.
Well, that denture glue only holds for like 2 hours.
And if y'all haven't heard the news, their Democrats have moved, from the Senate have moved against her. It's a bad day for Nancy Pelosi when Dianne Feinstein yesterday came out and said, send the damn things already.
So. Yeah, I wish somebody just throw some water on her. I'm melting. But Joe, I kind of made reference to this yesterday on Dan's show, and I guess you caught it there. And I'm not gonna. I know y'all can't say a whole lot about that, but I noticed a certain radio station had a show on there that kind of.
I'm not gonna put that out there.
Okay, whatever. I know. Okay, I know. I'm just. Anyways, this is, I would love to see Pelosi get up there and try to pass this thing, limiting his powers. That would be a suicide for this country.
Yeah, and again, my position is, number one, she's a hypocrite. Where were you with Obama or early on with Trump? Where were you in actually wanting, congressional consent to stuff? And then also, are you really going to keep our troops in that region and then say they can't respond to Iranian hostility?
She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, so Iran goes, okay, you're going to leave your troops over here, but you're not going to do anything to us, so we're just going to start picking them off.
Yep.
We're going to attack every base over here because you're not going to do anything to us.
Right. It's just like the president has just established if you kill, it's the one good strategic thing. Obviously, Soleimani's the great thing, but the one good strategic thing that came out of all this mess is that he seemed deterred. If you kill an American, we're going to hit you hard. Now Nancy wants to just take that away. Yeah. What the hell?
Well, in the words of Bugs Bunny, what a maroon. All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Jim. Let's go to Chaplain John DeVoe.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings. You know, those agreements that the U.S. signed with Iran, those agreements were signed by the five permanent nations and negotiated by the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council, the United States, Great Britain, France, Russia, and China, and then it was also with Germany. And the European Union.
Yes.
Germany and the European Union were also part of those discussions.
Right.
And signed those agreements, not just the U.S.
Right.
But I think President Trump pulled out of them because he didn't agree with them.
Right. I think. No, and John, I'm coming from a place where I thought the basic, stuff about the nuclear agreement, I thought, that might work, but it didn't change their behavior. They took all that money coming in and they started behaving very badly indeed. And it seemed like they really were on a slow pace to do something pretty awful to push back the Gulf Arabs. And we have to remember, and I think it took me a while to realize this, when somebody says they're going to kill you, that they want to wipe you off the face of the map, and they've been doing it ever since they came to power in 79, I'm talking about Iran's posture towards Israel, you better believe them. Doesn't mean we have to go into war and take them out right now. It doesn't mean we have to do it at all right ever. But it does mean we should be clear-eyed about what these folks, what's animating this regime in particular.
Absolutely.
Have you ever seen the video on YouTube called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars?
No.
I haven't seen that particular video, but war is a racket to a large extent. I think war is young people dying and old people getting rich. And not all old people, certain ones that control a lot of the financial interests, unfortunately. And war is like, it doesn't bring prosperity. War is the same type of prosperity a plague or a hurricane brings. Certain people get rich off of having to rebuild or build the weapons, but, it's just common sense, folks. You could use all that money and resources to consumer goods, to building homes, to making people's lives better. Instead, we're using all that money to blow stuff up and create weapons. There's a role for weapons. They can be a deterrent. This is why a lot of weapons aren't secret. The big purpose of a lot of weapons the U.S. makes is to have them out there publicly so people don't mess with us. We never want to use them. But, yes, war is a racket, John. It is.
But I recommend you check it out. It, according to the video, there's about seven countries left that don't have privately owned central banking systems that are debt-based currencies. These seven countries own their own, the country owns their own central banking system. Mm-hmm. Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. And so, according to the video, you know, a lot of these wars have been fought over that issue, you know, in the past. And I recommend everybody check it out and let me know what you think about it.
Appreciate it.
It's called call. It's on YouTube. It's called All Wars, a Banker's Wars.
I appreciate the call, John.
Thanks, Thank John.
You. I appreciate it.
Let's go back to the phones. Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, I guess the first question is, why are we in Iraq in the first place? Based on a lie behind WMD.
Good question.
Fact of the matter is, the two last major, or two of the last major military incursions by the U.S., Vietnam and Iraq War, were based on lies. And the fact of the matter is, the Pompeo and Trump can say imminent all they want. But the fact of the matter is, they're lying. If they were telling the truth, they could put their cards on the table and prove it. But they're not going to, because that doesn't. They want to put on this posture for an audience. In this case, Republicans, and they want to pretend like Donald Trump is doing something to protect people. But in actuality, he's been poking and prodding Iran for the past 3 years because Barack Hussein Obama signed a deal green light. And instead of building on that, he said it's trash, tore it up, and commenced to tweeting, calling it policy. The fact of the matter is, a tweet is not policy, and you can say whatever you want about loving the troops, valuing the troops, whatever. If you value the troops, you would not provoke somebody who you say is an enemy and that proclaims they're going to harm troops.
He did tear up the deal, the president did, but was Iran, even after the deal, doing anything provocative?
Sure.
Right.
Was North Korea
and I think and I think tearing up the deal and putting sanctions on Iran, now that I'm kind of looking at this in hindsight, because, Jason, like I said earlier, when I first saw the president tear up the deal, I'm like, what are you doing? But it now kind of makes sense to me in this sense, that I think tearing up the deal was to move the Europeans and to move Russia and China, saying that...
Did that move them?
I think it's about to move them. I think this week it's moving them.
No, it's not. They have no. There's no leverage on Trump's part to force them to change course when he hasn't done anything to gain to lobby them on a new idea. He's just saying, let's do something different. He's not saying what. And if you're
no,
talking
he
about
is
Obama's
saying.
Actions,
but Jason, they are saying what? They want Iran to stop, number one, with all their proxies all throughout the Middle East. They want Iran to stop it with their missile technology, and they want them to stop threatening places like Israel. You can have a nuclear power program. We'll give it to you. We're fine with that. But this idea that you get to continue to develop unconventional methods and conventional methods of warfare while having a sunset provision on what could have been your limiting you enriching uranium, we're not going to go for that. We're seeing what you're doing already. And I think him tearing up the deal, throwing sanctions on Iran, yes, it increased the pressure for sure. But I think the Europeans are going to come along. We're already seeing it with the UK, Boris Johnson recently. And I think Russia and China will begrudgingly do it over time.
So if they've had 3 years to do this. This is an election year. Not only does Trump know that, the rest of the world knows that. That's why I think she has been kind of winning the whole trade thing, because she doesn't have to be reelected. And all these other people, all these global leaders know whatever they do with Trump is not going to be done in the next 8 months. So by the time they figure something out, this election time, he may or may not get it again. So the idea that in this constrained time frame, he's going to be able to get something done that he's been wailing against for 3 years is
oh, I think you're right there. I don't think it's going to get done before the election. And I think that's just the reality of our system. These strongmen are going to wait to see whether or not Trump gets reelected. But you better believe, Jason, if he does, and I think he will, looking at the field now.
I don't think he will.
Well, that's we're about to jump into all sorts of discussions.
Yeah, that's a whole other
and we'll have plenty of time to do it.
I understand. I just think the idea that he would tear up a deal, just like the Republicans want to do with Obamacare without anything to replace it with, or any kind of consensus among themselves to actually get something done, is just part and parcel of a continued just idiocy with amongst Republicans to co-sign on to want to tear down something as opposed to build something, because the fight has more political advantage than the solution. And that's all it is.
How do you compare it to Obamacare? Obamacare was shoved down our throats. Well,
but also, like, and this is the thing with these arguments, Jason, is that Obamacare had its cost. I agree with you that the Republicans did too much bumper sticker politicking and they didn't have a replacement themselves. But Obamacare did have its cost and was throwing a lot of those costs on kind of the middle class.
Yes, absolutely.
And the young and healthy. That's who it was throwing costs on. I'm just saying
they don't have one, is what I'm saying.
On health care, I agree, and they did a piss poor job, excuse me, pardon me, folks, of actually coming up with their own plan on health care.
But what a mess to clean up.
I think Iran, it's a little different, but the costs are even more so. As you admitted, Iran, even after the deal was signed, was acting very provocatively. So Trump said, well, okay, you're going to try to be provocative in a secretive way. We'll just shine a light on you. You want provocation? We'll give you provocation.
And I have to go, but let me ask you this. What's the difference between provocation in Iran and provocation in North Korea? Because they're still doing stuff provocative, right? Even after all the love letters and lunches? Moon is still over there firing rockets and threatening South Korea.
Did North Korea attack an embassy recently?
Again, these things take time, and no, North Korea
didn't.
Let's
be honest.
Right, but again, these things take time, and other approaches have been tried.
With missiles?
Whether it's bribery, like we'll pay you off, or whether it was essentially doing nothing, kind of just holding the status quo, especially with North Korea. We'll see going forward. These are not easy issues. And
what's the guy in the middle of the day? I can't remember his name. Well, I guess we'll tell in the fullness of time, but I can tell you one thing. It won't get done from Twitter. So you guys have a good day.
You too, Jason.
You too.
I don't know why people get so... And it's not just Jason. Folks that love Trump, folks that don't like Trump, folks that are kind of in the middle. I don't understand why people are so... Would it be better if Trump just came out and said the things he tweeted?
Here's my thing.
I don't get the Twitter
criticism. There were fireside chats. There were other ways. And guess what? It's 2020. And Twitter is a way for him to type exactly how he feels.
I have taken into account. I know all of you don't like me tweeting. I get it. So I am doing a 2020 whistle-stop tour.
It's a cheap attack. It's like,
I'm coming to your town.
It's a cheap attack. It's like, oh, he can't do it with Twitter. And I'm kind of thinking, yeah, he is. He's getting the message out. Sorry.
2729228. Is this Chad?
Yes.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
How are you, my friend? Anybody who thinks that the Iran deal was a good deal for the United States needs to put down the crack pipe and push it away. And let me tell you why. First off, the minute we signed that agreement, which nobody liked, and by the way, the president never took it to the Congress. You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not an actual binding treaty by any means.
He didn't want to put in a binding treaty because it would have never passed.
Overnight.
It was, never, by Congress. It was another stroke of the pen foreign policy by Obama, all right? And on top of releasing $150 billion of their assets, which, of course, they've used, and I think the president is correct. They are using that to fund their terrorist activities across the Middle East, you know, and not to mention the down payment on the pile of cash. But they were cheating the minute the ink was on the paper, even before we tore up the so-called agreement. They were already in violation of it. And not only that, Joey, you'll remember they wouldn't even allow on-site inspections for the most critical facilities.
Yep, right, for military sites.
Yeah. What military sites? Which means it's worthless, absolutely worthless. If there was anybody who wanted to get a deal for a political stake, it was Obama. He just wanted to be able to say, I made a deal with a bad guy.
Right.
Even no matter how bad the deal was.
Well, and it's also, I think, the Europeans. Here's the brutal truth. I don't think a lot of the Europeans give a damn about Israel.
They want the oil from Iran.
Right. They wanted the economic relationship with Iran. And they're like, well, I don't think the Iranians really mean what they say about Israel. And, in fact, Israel's the oppressor against the Palestinians. Well, so let's make the deal with Iran and go ahead.
The French get all their oil, get a ton of oil from Iran, to mention the fact that they give them technology and sell to them. I mean, the French and, to a lesser extent, the British, but definitely the French, you know. So, I mean, the guy is sitting here trying to argue that, you know, oh, we just tore up a deal that we could have built on. No, it was a house of cards to start with, and you're just going to put more cards on top of a house of cards. And this is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the president finally said, look, this is diplomatic BS. Let's have real politique here and call a spade a spade. This was a BS agreement to start with. We are tearing it up and we're starting over. If you want to come back to the table and have a real negotiation and be engaged and actually be truthful about what you're doing and what we're doing, then let's do that. But let's not just go do the old, you know, non-governmental entity, fill out the blank treaty, and everybody walk away with a photo saying, wow, look, there's peace in the world again, just like Neville
right.
Chamberlain. Right. And this was a Neville Chamberlain moment.
Well, and Neville Chamberlain didn't unfreeze $150 billion either. So, you know, or the equivalent back then.
If you put a picture of John Kerry and Neville Chamberlain up against each other, I think the weaker one is John Kerry. And not to mention the fact that guy is still meeting with the enemies in Iran, trying to say, oh, don't worry about it. You know, we'll help you navigate around Trump and his foreign policy.
Chad, for a second, I held out a naive hope that maybe this will help the reformist and put the hardliners on the back burner. That didn't work at all. And I'm starting to see, given the way Iran works, there are real reformists and people that want actual change to that country, but the clerical councils keep them from actually getting office. So Rouhani talks better. He's better than Ahmadinejad, but he's not actually an improvement.
Yeah.
He's
I mean,
better face.
They've killed over 100,000 people in the country in the last 10 years.
Right.
That's what if you want reform, that's your reform. You die, and we dominate. You know, it's the same thing with Venezuela. You know, people who are especially theocratic authoritarians are going to act like theocratic authoritarians. You know, and the only way you can get rid of that is violent overthrow. I hate to say it, but that's just a fact of life.
Yeah.
You know, and I live in the real world, not the world that people like Guy just on the phone dream about. I mean, that's fantasy world. Oh, Obama has such a great agreement. I'm like, you know, boy, you don't have to be a Trump apologist to believe that, all right?
Wishful thinking.
And by the way, I've saved my ire. I agree with a lot of what you just said, Chad, but I also want to look at the folks. Like, for instance, Sean Hannity had on, like, it was night and day. You had Tucker giving more of the peace, bring the troops home. Hannity had on all the hawks licking their chops, man.
Yeah,
like, and my sources say Iran didn't miss on purpose. They were trying to kill him. What sources, Sean? Like, what the hell?
Joey, I'm with you on that. I, you know, when he started putting Ollie North and all these guys on there saying, hit him anyway, I'm like, look, you know, the Iranians basically did what it's kind of like the John F. Kennedy Russian thing where we didn't read the first one, we ignored the first letter, and the myths of October were resolved, right?
Right.
So I think that's exactly what has happened. I think that the president has hit the sweet spot.
Yeah,
right?
I agree.
He hit the sweet spot. Now, you know, stop trying to make it what it isn't. Later on, if Iran decides it wants to reengage violently and commit acts against Americans and kill Americans, then there's plenty of time to kick somebody, you know what, across the continent. But this is not the time. I mean, it's clear from their action and what they did, and from the tweet from their foreign minister, that they have been cowed. They have been measured and found wanting, right?
Right.
So, but the president has exercised the discretion to say, we'll go with that, but we're going to warn you, you know, times have changed. And we're not going to just allow you to spread, you know, terrorism throughout Lebanon and Yemen and Syria and other places. You know, we're putting you on notice that we're holding you responsible for your third-party proxies, and we're not going to fight proxy wars with you anymore. You know, so I think you reset the table.
Absolutely. Appreciate the call, Chad.
All right, buddy. Y'all take care.
Well said, Chad.
272-9228. We got to hit a break here, folks. This hour of news and views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. More news and views. Joey Clark, Frisco Riverstone. Jay Scott's in the studio for whatever reason. He's not going to talk, but he's fixing the light bulb. Be right back.
Tragedy. Ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse?
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
This is the Fox Business Report. The three major averages have been trading in record territory now that concerns about Iran have eased. Major tech companies also rose to records today. However, JCPenney shares are losing ground. After the company said its sales declined over the holiday season, it says a major reason is its decision to stop selling appliances and furniture. Kohl's also saw sales decline over the holiday season. Women's clothing sales were down. Its stock is also lower. The Labor Department releases the December employment report on Friday. And today there's an encouraging report on the job market. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits dropped by 9,000 last week to 214,000. That is a sign that companies are holding on to their workers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All quiet for now, but all eyes on that Saturday storm system, which could bring a significant severe weather threat. For today, a warmer day, a dry day, high temperature in the upper 60s, clouds increasing later in the day. For tonight, mostly cloudy, very mild, overnight low temperature 56. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, scattered showers around, maybe a thunderstorm. Nothing severe tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. Then on Saturday with a high in the mid-70s, that's fuel for the fire, an enhanced severe weather risk. That means severe weather is likely, including the threat of severe thunderstorms with damaging winds and tornadoes as well. Hey, make sure you get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It has advanced interactive radar plus instant notifications for any severe weather watches or warnings which appear likely on Saturday. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The news and views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. Alongside me this morning, Frisco Riverstone. It's not his real name, but you're going to have to deal with it.
It's driving people crazy.
Yeah. People just want to know. They want to know who you are, sir. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We're just watching or reading the closed captioning Nancy Pelosi's press conference. Need to see the Senate arena in which we are sending our impeachment managers. Nancy, you don't control the Senate. You don't control the Senate. You don't get to control the process. You are always going to lose control of the narrative. And in fact, this is from the New York Toast or New York Post. By the way, here at the top of the New York Post, I've got an article pulled up. Senate Democrats begin breaking with Nancy Pelosi on articles of impeachment. Right above that is their revealed, like, breaking news story. Listen to this juicy story. You might have heard about this, Frisco. Folks, you might have heard about this. If not, go look up the photos. Yes, photos. Photos show Bill Clinton.
Bill.
Ghislaine Maxwell aboard Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express jet. And Bill Clinton, I have my arm around a young, very attractive, dirty blonde.
Wait,
Her hair's dirty.
There's a photo of Bill Clinton on Jeffrey Epstein's jet that's now circulating?
Yes. There it is. Him standing in the doorway of the jet with Ghislaine Maxwell. There's Bill on the jet itself, sitting next to Kevin Spacey.
Oh, man.
Who, again, folks, his role of Frank Underwood has gone completely to his head.
You probably already covered this on air, but you did see that he posted like a Christmas video that kind of ended on sort of a weird note. And then the third accuser
died.
Suicided himself.
Yes.
How wild is that?
Three accusers have died. Some suicides.
They've been suicided.
He's been hanging out with the Clintons too long, Spacey has. But back to Nancy. Feinstein, Joe Manchin, they've joined Democrats in the Senate pressuring Pelosi to send over the articles of impeachment. She's like, well, I'll probably send them over soon. Do it now!
Like, what does that even mean? It's coming sometime soon.
Yeah, Manchin told Politico that the House Democrats should, quote-unquote, move on and send the articles to the Senate. I think the trial needs to start. I really do. I can't tell the House how to do their business. I would never try to tell Speaker Pelosi, let us do what we have to do over here, said Manchin to a Washington Post reporter.
John Tester of Montana, a Democrat, said, "We need to get folks to testify. We need more information, but nonetheless, I'm ready." Despite his desire for more information and testimony, he was realistic about holding out would accomplish. "I don't know what leverage we have. It looks like the cake is already baked." Indeed, it is. Angus King, independent from, Maine? He's caucuses with the Democrats, though. "I don't think her holding them, the articles, puts any particular pressure." Doug Jones of Alabama, who faces an uphill battle. That's not saying much, New York Post. He told the CNN reporter that, quote, "He is hoping the articles will come over here soon. I think most people are ready to get moving on this." So we'll see where this goes. But Nancy, get on it, because all you're doing is really making your own party look bad. You aren't changing Mitch McConnell's mind. And this just completely betrays this whole idea that Trump is trying to start war with Iran to wag the dog. Because everybody's seen that movie. I've seen it. But no, kids these days haven't seen it. It's an okay movie. I'd give it a B.
It's like mid-90s.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not the greatest thing ever. Oh, it's so deep. The idea that you would distract, you know, and do serious things for PR reasons. Oh, really? Shocking.
Kind of like not handing over the articles of impeachment.
Right. So we'll see where this goes. But I think what's going to happen eventually is Nancy will send over the articles. They're going to go through the so-called Clinton process. And I have a feeling that the president's advocates, his lawyers, those who are going to give the arguments in the Senate trial, oh, they're ready to go.
Oh, they're hoping for it.
Because the Democrats have controlled the narrative, they've controlled the process, and that's why Nancy's been holding on to this. And she's trying to hold on, and I'm sorry, Nancy, it's time for Republicans to control the process.
Is she worried that when Republicans do control the process, things may come out? Certain things may maybe damaging information?
Well, there's actually an interesting wrinkle to this, having to do with the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, where they backdated the whistleblower complaint. Like, there's all sorts of discrepancies, if I could put it mildly, with how the whistleblower complaint was filed.
Yeah.
And the one deposition, you know how Adam Schiff was having during the impeachment inquiry, just the inquiry process, it's only an inquiry, in the super secret bowels of the Capitol, the SCIF for the House Intelligence Committee, he's released all the depositions, whether it was Dr. Fiona Hill or Mr. Bowtie, George Kent, or Bill Taylor, the ambassador, or Gordon Sondland, that sad sap, or Ken Volker, or all the, Tim Morrison, all these guys that we got to know. Colonel Vindman, who needs to lose a few pounds if he wants to keep wearing his military dress. All those super secret depositions have been released, except for one. And that is the deposition with the IG for the intelligence community. And Devin Nunes was on the news last night saying they need to release it. And there's a reason why they haven't released it.
Absolutely.
Because it's incredibly damning. And we haven't forgotten, by the way, who Eric Charamella,
Say his name.
Eric Charamella is the whistleblower. Y'all ever just having a good day? Do you start singing things about your life? Eric Charamella is in bed with John Brennan. And they work together, too. 272-9228. If you want to get on the program. Folks, do go check out Bill Clinton.
This picture of Clinton. Yeah.
Did you see the one with his arm around the blonde?
Oh, yeah, I've got it up.
That's that girl looks like a girl. She looks very young.
That's somebody's daughter, young daughter.
Well, all women are somebody's daughter, Frisco.
Yeah, but that's specifically like, there's.
Oh, well, she ain't somebody's mom. We'll put it that way.
I'm not even going to go there.
Not at that point.
There's also this photo of him standing on the what do they call it? The Lolita Express.
Which, oh my God, how disgusting is that?
Yeah,
it's a callback, folks, to the old Nabokov novel about a pedophile.
Yeah, I mean, all the signs are there. The fact that this just went on.
And then this Kevin Spacey photo is pretty. Yeah, I encourage everyone to go just Google it.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Thank you, by the way, for Ricky Gervais to keep that going.
Oh, that was awesome.
Thank you for keeping that going. And by the way, the reaction from the folks assembled at Hollywood when he said Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Tom Hanks?
They all groaned. Yeah. It's like, why aren't you laughing?
And he was like, shut up. I know they're your friends. Or he's right. Your friend.
What, did you have to take your own plane here?
Yeah. Oh, man. He's like, whatever. I'm not doing this next year. So
it's incredible.
That was mad props.
And the Oscars reacted. Nobody really cares. I haven't watched the Oscars in years or the Grammys. It's a shame. I used to watch that crap as a kid.
It was actually a big kind of deal when we were younger.
And now I really could give a damn.
Yeah, I saw some articles that were released, and of course they were shining negative light on Ricky,
Gervais,
and how he prevented important messages that could have been told. And I'm thinking, because we needed to hear that at an award show for.
Well, he had another joke that didn't get as much publicity. I think I heard this from Ben Shapiro. Where he said, I was going to do an in memoriam, but it was too many white people and I was worried about diversity.
Yeah, like, yeah. Oh,
that is such a good joke.
He literally said that. Yeah.
That is such a good joke. Just, I don't care about the political message. That's just a great joke given how people act.
It wasn't
out
diverse enough. So. he totally played up the whole politically correct.
And Ricky Gervais is no conservative, not by any means.
No.
He's very much a rude boy Brit.
That's the great part of his comedy. And he calls it like it is, and it's funny. And it gets back to actually how comedy used to be.
I'm just looking here. Trump reacts to next steps in impeachment. This is ongoing. He's at the White House. There are people in. I'm just dubbing Trump. I'm not actually reading the closed captioning. Yes, there are men in hard hats standing behind me. You know, I respect men who wear hard hats every day and steel-toed boots. And look, they have safety vests. I believe in safety, though they do a dangerous job. You have to be safe. I love Trump's persona. We can't say on air. Folks, go look up from the Daily Caller a piece Tucker Carlson wrote in January of 2016, Trump's elected, where Carlson talks about sometime 15 years ago where he criticized Trump's hair on CNN. And Trump, seeing Tucker Carlson 15 years ago on CNN, and Carlson dissing Trump's hair, left a voicemail for Tucker Carlson. All it said was, yes, you do have better hair than me, but I get more blank than you do.
Savage, classic.
That's the president for you. Wow. 272-9228. Folks, as part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Fine antique and estate jewelry store located here in Montgomery, Alabama. True Booth, what a guy. I mean, he really has the expertise. He and all his staff trained at the Gemological Institute of America, and it's because of his expertise and because of his massive network of experienced jewelry buyers across the country, hundreds of individuals across the country. He's always stocking up Heirloom Jewelers in their showroom with one-of-a-kind, fine, high-quality, unique antique jewelry pieces. I went by there the other day. He's always on top of it. Jewelry isn't made like it used to be made. I mean, we're mass-producing stuff now. Back then, it was made by hand. It could be more delicate and yet more sturdy at the same time. And again, it would be one-of-a-kind pieces. So you know what I've been saying, folks? An unexpected gift at an unexpected time goes a long way. You know, around Christmas, that's coming on now, people expect gifts. Around Valentine's Day. That was weird.
Or Valentine's Day.
I guess that's a Freudian slip.
It is 2020.
Around Valentine's Day, it's especially the women expect a gift. But how about you surprise somebody before any obligatory holiday gift giving? How about you just surprise somebody with a great antique ring or bracelet or earrings, watch maybe? There's so many options.
Look,
a necklace.
We're in the day of like Amazon, and you can just get this cheap Chinese made.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it. I mean, you can go and get an heirloom piece.
Yes.
And I guarantee you it'll be much higher quality
and more durable than some of this brand new crap that's out there. And because of his brilliance and his expertise, Drew Booth can offer you an incredible deal, probably cheaper than a lot of the new stuff out there. So check him out today there at 6948 Vaughan Road here in Montgomery, Alabama. Also, call them at 260-0066, and I highly encourage you to call Heirloom Jewelers in Troop Booth if you're looking to sell some of your jewelry, because he also is buying. 260-0066 is the number you need to call. Set up an appointment. It usually be in the morning. And while you wait, Troop will give you all his time and look at what you have to offer, what jewelry you want to bring in, and he'll assess the value. And once you agree on a value, give him your ID, you get a purchase receipt, and boom, right then and there, you get paid. Cold, hard cash. It's great stuff. So check him out today. Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth. Be sure to tell him that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. So we got to hit another break here, Frisco Riverstone. But I'm feeling like Trump's turning a corner. Like 2020, the whole year is starting to come into focus. We now have done the thing with Iran. That ended better than I thought it would.
Sure.
I'll be honest. And that, he really did. What Chad said earlier, Trump has kind of hit the sweet spot where the hawks aren't quite getting what they want. Like the likes of Tom Cotton, Lindsey Graham, Ali North, all these types that Hannity had on last night. The complete, you know, peaceniks, folks like, I can include myself in that camp, the anti-war types on the right and the left. I'm a libertarian in that regard. People like Tucker Carlson, though, on Fox News. We're not getting completely what we want, bringing all the troops home. Trump's kind of hitting this sweet spot of, all right, I'm going to appease both sides, so to speak. And actually, I think that's what makes Trump a very effective president and communicator. He can be multiple things to multiple people while still keeping who he is. It's a rare trait. And it's to his credit. It's why he's so persuasive.
Well, the caller earlier, I think he said it really well. In fact, my brother is in Tuscaloosa listening right now, probably through the internet. But his favorite line was, they need to put down the crack pipe. If you think that, then you need to put down the crack pipe.
Oh, my goodness. 272-9228. Got to hit another quick break here. More News and Views after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431, Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Folks, I have some rare audio here.
Who is this, Joey?
Oh, this is Wolfpack, Hero Town, featuring the drummer, Michael Bland. Michael Bland on the drums.
This is some good vibes right here.
Yeah, I like this stuff. I like, but the rare audio here, I actually got some inside sources who recorded a little bit of the Democrats' super secret caucus meeting.
Oh, yeah?
Here's a little bit of what they had to say the other day.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Actually, no, that was Dumb and Dumber. But 272-9228. Might as well be their platform.
Freak out.
Yeah. So this hour of the program, folks, is great hour. Show's going great today. Brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and her team are doing amazing things for folks who are looking to get that first-time mortgage. They'll walk you through the process. They're not going to try to just sell you something to meet numbers. No, they want to make sure it's best for you and your financial situation. Also, for those who already have a mortgage and you want to refinance, take advantage of low rates right now. You can maybe skip a couple of payments, just get your situation so much better for the new year. She's told me so many different stories of customers who have come in, and it really does change your situation. And, you know, finances can be one of the biggest stresses in life. So if you can lift that burden off your shoulders, why not give Kim Williams and the team a call at 567-4223, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. They also do incredible work. You've heard me talk about it before, but it's worth saying over and over again. They do incredible work with veterans. Veterans are in their blood. They're all family members, and they know it can be tough. I know several veterans in my life. It can be a bit of a hassle, even though it's not, you know, nefarious or anything, just working with the bureaucracy with the VA. So what Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams have done is said, hey, just deal with us. We know the bureaucracy. We know all the things that...
She handles it all for you.
All the benefits that are available to you, and she does handle it all for you.
One thing I learned from her, too, was the amount of cash you can kind of you can free up by, right. by refinancing.
It's amazing.
You know, who couldn't use an extra couple hundred bucks a month, right?
Well, and that allows you to pay off all sorts of overhead or for you to maybe do that nice renovation.
And a lot of people don't realize it. They don't understand that they can...
Well, that's always, if you have the ability to refinance and then put that money, you say, back into the place, the home you own or the rental or the business, whatever it is, and up the value of the property, that is the way to go.
You want to know what rich people do? They do that.
Exactly. So be rich in mind and spirit.
Think like a rich
and in your pocketbook. 567-4223, 567-4223, myalabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, and Equal Housing Lender. So... Next, there is a little trouble in paradise when it comes to Mike Lee. It shocked me, actually. Mike Lee and Rand Paul. Mike Lee came out strong yesterday after he had the briefing on the Senate side from the administration on why they killed Soleimani and what they want to do going forward with Iran. Mike Lee, he was visibly upset, like visibly offended by what they said to him. I thought it was quite something to behold. Now, of course, the media is making a lot of it. Mike Lee makes very clear, so did Rand Paul, that we support the president. That's not what this is about. It's about a 50-year legacy now, going all the way back to Truman and the Korean War and the police action there, that we have executive branch, administration after administration, usurping the war-making power of Congress. I will say Congress needs to have a robust debate about what are our obligations abroad. Because Congress right now has abdicated their authority. They expect the executive to take the initiative, and they damn them if it serves the Congress well, to damn them, or they praise them if it serves them well in that regard. But they never actually put their own tails on the line.
Sure.
And I think